time for our weekly check-in with Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubakin. So much to talk about, and let's start with playoffs. The Red Wings made it to their 25th season. But, John, I could tell from reading fan comments on social media, some fans feel kind of like the Wings backed their way into the postseason by virtue of Boston losing.
They did, and by that measure, you hear the beep, beep, beep. That is the sound of them back into the playoffs. However, go ahead and complain to the seven Canadian teams that did not make the playoffs for the first time since 1970 when there were two Canadian teams. So there's making the playoffs, and there's not making the playoffs, making it a record 25 years. Wings fans, please save your complaints for, say, the Pistons.
Well, here comes Tampa Bay, and they're missing team captain Steven Stamkos, and their goalie Ben Bishop's had kind of a rough few weeks. So can the Wings, as we have seen them playing in the last few weeks, can they get past the Lightning to get on to round two?
They actually can. Look, the Lightning are not that far ahead of them anyway. The Lightning finished with 97 points, the Red Wings with 93 points. That's splitting hairs. Last year, of course, Detroit pushed them to seven games, and that's a team that got to the NHL Finals. So the Red Wings, it would not shock me if they actually beat the Lightning in this case.
It'll be interesting to watch, especially going up against Steve Yzerman. You know. And then we saw Mitch Albom's front page story in the Sunday Detroit Free Press, and it was a heart tugger for Wings fans because Pavel Datsyuk has made it very clear he wants to go home to Russia to see his career out and to be with his 13-year-old daughter. It's kind of hard to fault that.
It's very hard to fault that. In fact, this guy has given Detroit 14 great years, not taking a year off, very hardworking, plays good defense, great guy, great locker room guy. It does create a big problem for Detroit thanks to the unbelievably crazy NHL rules, which say that even though he's going to be leaving, even though you're not going to be paying him the $7.5 million at the end, it still counts against your salary cap, which means you've got $7.5 million less to sign to somebody else.
So basically you're paying for an empty locker space.
You are, even though the empty locker itself is not getting the money. The only answer to that, I'm afraid, is this is the NHL. When I often say, Cindy, hockey is the greatest sport and the dumbest league. No other league has got this, so there you go.
Well, is there anything the Wings might be able to do about that? What does trading away his contract mean, and what could that look like?
The idea of trading away your contract is that someone else takes on the $7.5 million hit.
With kind of not a lot to lose.
Exactly, yeah. And a slim chance of getting Datsyuk and whatever else, trying to persuade him. They did that years ago with Pronger, you might recall.
Yes, Chris Pronger.
That worked out very well for Detroit. This time, it's not going to work out. The odds are very long, so they're going to eat that one, chances are.
Over to the Pistons in the playoffs for the first time in 7 years, and now they're going to face either the Raptors or the Cavaliers, and if they get Cleveland, they get LeBron. Major underdogs here?
Unlike the Lightning, this time they are major underdogs. Now, I will say, in the category of silver lining, the Pistons did, in fact, beat the Cavaliers twice out of three times this year, once at Cleveland. So it's not impossible. However, that is not playoff basketball. LeBron knows when the bell rings, and I'm not giving the Pistons much of a chance here. However, Stan Van Gundy, head coach of the Pistons, has done a great job. He's a great coach, and this team is headed in the right direction.
And, of course, we have to note that on Friday, the NCAA banned all satellite camps for college football programs everywhere. So, essentially, they're blowing the whistle on U of M coach Jim Harbaugh's forays into the South with his satellite camps. Your thoughts?
Right when you think the NCAA cannot be dumber or more cynical, they go out and do it. And it's the Lily Tomlin line, no matter how cynical you get, you just can't keep up. And that's what I see here. Look, the camps, obviously Jim Harbaugh, and he'll tell you this, he wants to get more talent from the South. They got a handful of players last year, you know, four or five, whatever, not that many. Not enough at all to impinge upon the complete dominance and monopoly of Alabama, LSU, and all the rest. They've won 8 of the last 10 NCAA football titles from the SEC, the Southeastern Conference. It's not a threat, but they don't want to work as hard as Jim does. They want to protect their turf at all costs, so they want to put an end to these things. What it's really going to hurt is not Michigan. He'll still get his three or four players out. Don't worry about that. It hurts the MAC schools, the mid-level schools, and the mid-level players who use these camps, including Sound Mind, Sound Body in Detroit, all right, to be seen for the first time. Because guess what? Hillsdale and the University of Toledo and Kent State, they don't have their own camps for this kind of thing. So where are you going to go? You go to Michigan's Clearinghouse, all right, to see all these guys. And if you're a two- or three-star kid, you know, out of Detroit or Livonia or whatever else, and not getting a look from the big boys, they can't afford to fly you down anyway, and you can't afford to go. All right, this is a great thing for hundreds of young men who otherwise would not get a chance. So if you're going to tell me at the NCAA, you're looking out for the well-being of the kids, I can call bull on that five ways to Sunday. This is a fop to Nick Saban, who already has everything anyway. This is utterly shameless.
Well, we're going to leave it right there. We can't top that. Michigan Radio sports commentator, John Eubakin.
I feel better. Thank you very much.